But, you know, first, if I can say, you know, when there's a snowstorm, it's everything's out there. All the equipment is out fighting a snowstorm. When it's an active snowstorm, there should be no difference whatsoever. Now, the difference comes in when the storm is over. And now it's basically in the cleanup phase. What we're asking is for people to be judicious with the money that we have. Look at, is it overtime that's going to be required to get that final cleanup done? Or can it wait till the next scheduled shift? Now, safety is the top priority. We will not leave a road that is in unsafe condition. That's first and foremost. And frankly, the route's not done until it's in a safe condition. But after that, we're saying, let's use the overtime that we have judiciously as possible. Let's make sure that we're using it as effectively as possible. And those orange routes are going to get cleared completely and cleaned up regardless of overtime. What we're talking about is the blue routes and backing off some of the overtime for the cleanup. But it's first and foremost, in the middle of a snowstorm, there needs all iron is out on the road.
It is a key point to mention, though, like you said, though, that in the event of an actual ongoing snowstorm, MDOT is out there to get the roads clear.
Right. Yeah, like today. Today's a perfect example. Today is an ongoing snowstorm. Last night was an ongoing snowstorm. There is full authority to use all the iron out there to clean all of those routes, blue routes, orange routes. The priority comes in when we start the cleanup, and we have to look and say, okay, now it's overtime. The road's safe. It's overtime. Can we get by until the next scheduled shift starts that's in a couple of hours or the next morning, whenever it is, and then we'll do the cleanup?
Countywide, one of the issues here in Marquette with the size of the county, it actually is geographically, one of the issues was fuel expenses. I'm sure it also carries over under the state budget in terms of keeping the roads open and keeping them clear. Now we've seen fuel prices drop, and they may go back up again. What role will that play in adjusting the budget accordingly for the department for the season?
You know, fuel prices have been so unpredictable lately. You know, who would have guessed that sitting here last year that this summer we would have spiked at $4.20 a gallon, and now we'd be back to $1.90. I mean, it's so hard to predict. One thing that is consistent, though, is the increase in salt prices. The increase in salt price from last year to this year has gone up 30%. Went from about $30 to $40. Over the last 5 years, salt prices have gone up about 70%. So there's a lot of expense that goes into snow plowing. I mean, salt is a big piece, but so is all the equipment and so is all the manpower to do it. So if we can minimize and use efficiently the money we have on the manpower side, and we salt sensibly and we use the right amount of salt at the right time and in the right location, we can actually decrease that impact as well.
Just to wrap up, if folks have questions in terms of what the agency is doing, how can they find out more?
You know, they can certainly see our website. It's www.michigan.gov/MDOT. And all of the latest information is up there. The level of service maps that we talked about, the blue map and the orange maps are up there. They can look at those by areas of the state. If they're going to a different part of the state, they can see what's going on there as well.